So you might recall, right at the beginning of the year, I was speaking to water expert, as I like to call him, Joe Taranto, about a way that we could secure the water for the Hunter Valley and other parts around here pretty easily, according to Joe. He's joining me to give us a bit of a catch-up on the plans and maybe what the government's come back at him with. Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Very well, thanks, mate. Can I just get you to outline the water plans just briefly that you have for the Hunter Valley? What ideas have you come up with?
Okay, very simple, really. Glenbourne Dam is the major dam in the Upper Hunter, and we have the power station drawing water from this the Hunter River.
Yep.
We also have the mining sector and the vineyards. Now, with little treatment, this water is of a potable grade. So Musselbrook and Denman also draw from this river for their towns. So in Newcastle, we have the Burwood Treatment Plant. Now, that discharges 50 megalitres a day of secondary treated water into the ocean. So that equals almost one Chichester dam a year being wasted. So my proposal is simple. We can pump that water via a single pipeline to the mining sector or to the power station, and the cost of that is 12 cents a kilolitre or $123 a megalitre.
So instead of sending water out into the ocean where it does nothing, recycling it, sending back up here for industry to be able to use, not for us to drink, but for industry to utilise.
For industry only. Now, check this out. By we supplying the industry, say the mining sector, that water, 45 to 50 megalitres a day, we're actually water banking 45 to 50 megalitres a day in Glenbourne Dam because they are not drawing that water of a potable grade.
Oh, it's a double, but, yeah, we get both sides of it at that rate, don't we?
That's it, and you're water banking one Chichester Dam a year and to be released whenever needed and flows down by gravity and the towns can do it. It would lift the water restrictions on Scone, Musselbrook and Singleton. As simple as that.
Now, Joe, at the beginning of the year, I asked you what the powers would be, what the government thought of your ideas. Have you had any feedback recently from them?
No, not really. They are really not interested in recycling water. Recycling water, desalination, it seems to be, for some reason, on the front of their minds. And just to give you a little thing, I'm not sure if you've been to the Lower Hunter, but they've run a campaign of asking the community to save 4 buckets of water a day.
Yep.
So if you do the math on 50 megalitres of water, there is, in a kilolitre, is 1,000 litres. A bucket is 10 litres. So right, there's 100 buckets in a kilolitre. There is 1,000 kilolitres in a megalitre, so there's 100,000 buckets. So they are throwing out, if you do the math, 50 megalitres a day is 5 million buckets a day of water on the driest inhabited continent on Earth. They know about my project. It's $123 to transfer this water. I've even got an expert mathematician with a bachelor's degree to confirm that cost. And yet they're talking about putting in a $200 million desalination plant and desalination water costs $1,000 to $4,000 a megalitre.
And there's the energy costs involved in desalination, which everybody says is prohibitive.
It is. It is prohibitive. It's against the environment and totally. And I've actually sent this project today to the Mayor of Singleton, Sue
Moore.
Moore. Yes, the Musselbrook boy, Martin Rush, and also to the Scone.
Maurice Collison at Upper Hunter Shire Council.
That's right. So this is an opportunity. If Upper Hunter wanted to jump on board on this, they could have an opportunity to grab this water. It'll lift the water restrictions in those three towns and service them, and it would not cost the town 1 cent. It would not cost the mining industry 1 cent. There is $2.6 billion in the Miners' Insurance Rehabilitation Fund just sitting in the government bank account, one of them. So all it has to do is apply for $200 million towards this pipeline, and they could have a Chichester Dam a year water bank in Glenbourne Dam.
Well, it makes perfect sense. Joe, everybody that listens to this program knows that I catch up with Maurice, Martin and Sue on a regular basis, so I will press them to find out what they think of your plan. Mate, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for keeping us up to date and we will speak again.
Thank you so much.